Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your hands and give Him praise. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Bless His name. And the lebo kote lebo kukeri agata. Give Him praise. Give it to Him. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Worship Him. Thank Him. My very soul. Just give Him praise. Give it to Him.
Hallelujah. Oh, for saving
you have done me well.
You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. But you have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. Lift your voice and say, You have done me well. You have done me well.
You have done me well.
You have done me well. Jesus.
Lift our right hand up and begin to count our blessings one by one, attribute it to Him and thank Him. Can you name your blessings one after the other? Attribute it to Him and thank Him. Name your blessings one after the other. In this new year, name your blessings one after the other. Attribute it to Him and thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, give Him praise, give Him worship. We magnify Your name. Aliboko nebe keteke leboko ria malaba zitaka. Agarie kere leboko ria malaba zitaka. Ariboko ria nananamazite leboko ria. I bless You, I give You glory. I magnify Your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Can you lift your right hand and say, Lord, I come today and I declare, I am not a self-made man. I am a God-made man. Your mercy found me. Your grace found me and made me what I am. I am not a self-made man. I come today and I declare before the world, before the people, before the angels, before the devil, before the demons, before every circumstance, I am not a self-made man. I am a God-made man. I have found Your mercy. I have found Your grace. Your grace has found me. Your mercy has found me. I come today and I decree, I am not a self-made man. Your grace found me. Your favor surrounded me. Your power was available in my life. I thank You. And I bless Your name. Blessed be Your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank You. Quiet. Have you heard a story about somebody that has been misdiagnosed of an illness before? Let's say somebody went for a check before marriage, about to get married. And they said they should do checks. You know, we do hepatitis, we do HIV, we do all those things. And 2 weeks to the marriage, he went and they declared him to be HIV positive. I don't know if you have heard somebody like that before. Or I think HIV is too high somehow for a person misdiagnosed. Most of the time, when we are misdiagnosed of illnesses, the news, you see, sometimes it is not the issue. It is not the sickness. It is not the affliction. It is the rumor and the news of the affliction. Once somebody that does not have HIV is diagnosed of having HIV, he begins to behave like somebody that has HIV. Suddenly, fear triples the person. Suddenly, he doesn't want to go out. Suddenly, the guy is leaning. Suddenly, they are rushing to the hospital. Suddenly, they are attaching some things to his body. And one day, and then he's thinking about the marriage also. The fiance upside down. And one day, a doctor came and said, check the file and said, let's do another test. And they run another test. And suddenly, the good news came and said, you don't have HIV. What do you think happens? The man becomes fat one day. Do you understand? That is what good news does for you. Are we here? Are we here? So when we tell you that this year you will receive good news, that's what we are saying. When your life is gloomy, nothing seems to be happening. You are just down. This country self, this Buhari self, all those things self. But when you receive good news, it is like cold water for a thirsty soul. We pray for you every week. Every week. Oh, lift your hand and let's pray together. Say every week. Say per week. Good news in 2022. In the every per week. Every 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 week. I receive good news. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Every week. Every week. Every week. Every week. Good news for me. Every week I receive good news. Every week, 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 good news. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We come by grace. Every satanic rumor, every satanic information, every satanic news that will paralyze you, that will cripple you, they are not allowed to be happen to you. In the name of Jesus. But this year, every week, good news for you. In the name of Jesus. Good news that changes situation. Good news that changes your location. Good news that changes how you look. Let it be your portion this year. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and say with me. Say one every week. Say 1 week, one good news. Can I hear you say 1 week, one good news? In the name, I decree. Into the year, 1 week. One good news, 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 1 week. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The widow was looking for his side for a long time and saw Elisha passing always and said, suspected he's a prophet and prepared the penthouse for Elisha. And Elisha was there. And one day, Elisha just thought about it. What does this woman want? Does she want us to talk to the king for something? Should we use our influence for her? And Gehazi said, she needed a child. And the man of God said, about this same time next year, you are going to have a child. And that was what happened. One day, Elisha left the house, went for the prophetic ministry. And she saw the woman coming. Before then, the child of the woman has died. Maybe that year, it was prophesied to the woman that it will be a year of good news. Please listen to me. Because I always want you to understand the practicalities of our decrees and our prophecies. They told her, maybe that year, he was told that it will be good news galore. But unfortunately, that thing happened. That anything negatively happened does not mean you should not remember the prophecy of today. It happened. I've told you last week, in the world, terrible things will happen. It's normal. But you are the one that will say no to it. So he was told. She was not told. She saw the baby. What did she do? Put the baby on the bed. Went to the husband, got a donkey, and started running towards Elisha. Elisha saw her coming. Sent Gehazi. What has happened? The woman was just shouting, "It is well. It is well. It is well." Remember, from December 31st, I've told you, this year, you need to continue to speak and speak the right things. We have decreed by the grace of God upon us this morning and saying this year, it should be 1 week, one good news. But the devil will attempt to test that. There might be some experiences that might not look that. You stick good news into those experiences, and that is what will happen to you. Hello, are we here? Peradventure, this year already, some things have started happening. Don't say anything negative. Decree good news to your situation. Look at your left and right, tell the person, say, this year it is well with you. Look at the next person, say, it is well with you. Tell the person, no matter what happens to you, say, it is well. Say, it is well. Say, it is well. Tell the person, hear the word of the Lord. 1 week, one good news. Say, 1 week, one good news. 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 In the name of Jesus. Your greatest desire this year. Lift your right hand up and pray. Your greatest desire. Number one desire this year. Your number one desire this year. Lift up your voice. Your number one desire this year. Your number one request from God this year. Can you decree? Can you pray? Can you petition the Lord for your number one? Your number one desire this year. If they wake you up and say, what do you want this year? Open your mouth and talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Your number one desire. Your number one desire. Talk to him. Ike riana makadala bakaria bala. Eze tete kerebo ko ria malaba. Mada keteke teke liboko arikete leboko riamala. Ike rikadana makaria bala. Eke teke ke liboko riamalaba. E riana nanana bazita. Aliteria Maria. Eze teke teke leboko ria. Maria kadadadadada bakaria. You have not because you ask not. Ask. 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 Ask, ask, ask. You have not because you ask not. Ask, 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 ask. Ike teke 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 te. Rianda namazata. Every door has been shut. Let the doors be open. 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 Every door shut. Let the doors be open. Let the doors be open. Let the doors be open. Doors of supernatural opportunities. Talk to him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, it's a prayer service. Don't be too orderly to miss your miracle. Isaiah 58, let's read from verse 6. According to Isaiah 58, when we fast, there are some expectations. There are some things that God wants to do for us when we fast. There are some benefits inherent in our fasting. There are some benefits that are released when we fast. And I want us to take a little few of those benefits. Pray those benefits. Isaiah 58 from verse 6. Is this not the fast that I chose? To loose bonds of wickedness. To undo. Give me New King James. New King James. For now, New King James for this church. To loose the bounds of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. And to break every yoke. There are four things there in that particular verse that our fasting must produce. Can we pray them? Lift your right hand up. Let's pray with me. Lift your right hand up. Say, I come by the grace of the Lord. Say, every wickedness. be my life. Let them come to an end. In the every wickedness, afflicting my life. Come to an end. Every wickedness afflicting my life. Come to an end. Come to an end. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Ezekiel 7, the Bible says, oh, let the wickedness of a wicked come to an end. Hello. That one we pray is general. Every wickedness. There are different wickedness. If you cannot be delayed, you are going to mention those wickedness by name. It is a wickedness. This year, they come to an end. Lift your right hand and let's pray. I pray, I raise it generally. You make it specific. Say, by the power of the Lord. Say, by the anointing of the Lord. By the power in the blood of Jesus. By the power in the word of God. Every wickedness afflicting my life, afflicting my family, afflicting my finances. Let them come to an end. Let them come, every wickedness. Come to an end. Let wickedness come to an end. Name them. Let the wickedness come to an end. Let the delay come to an end. Let the delay come to an end. Let the pain come to an end. Let the suffering come to an end. Let wickedness come to an end. Let every wickedness come to an end. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He said, it is to undo the burdens. I've always shared with you using this analogy. Look at this. Look at this speaker. With direction, look at this. I can carry this anyhow. If you give me this as a burden, it's a small thing. I can carry it. In fact, I can run with it. But you see this one? Burdens slow you down. They are extra load. They reduce your speed. If I want to run with, there's nobody I feel like I can run faster than. I should run faster than Jonah. If I want to run with Jonah, I think I should get to Makaranta before Jonah. But if you give me this speaker to carry, and I'm carrying that speaker, and we are running together, he will get there faster than me. It's not that you are not going to get there. It's that the loads you are carrying are preventing you from getting there. And those loads are called burden. Lift your right hand and let's pray. Say, every satanic load, every burden that I'm carrying that is slowing me down, let them be destroyed. Let them be taken away. Be taken away. Every burden. Let them be taken away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you spoken to a person carrying a body before? You are talking to him, he can't hear you. You are the one we are talking to. And you know, when they start carrying that body, other things join. Hypertension comes and visits. When a man is carrying some unwanted body, it attracts some unwanted causes of body. I pray for you this year. Whatever the burdens are, let the angels of God come and take them away from your life. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands to the altar. Arimakete keria mala, ekeria nanamazata. Opokote keteke kerika. Everyone expect this of you, something of you, that you have not been able to fulfill it, and it has become a burden. This year. Let that body be lifted off your shoulders. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. I ask that the Lord will send you helpers for everybody. Stretch your hands here. Stretch your two hands here. By favor. Let everybody be lifted. Let everybody be lifted. In the name of Jesus. And to let the oppressed go free. That's the third thing in that verse. Let the oppressed go free. The Bible says oppression makes a man mad. Lift your two hands up. Every oppression in my life. Can you pray with me? Oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Terminate every oppression. Every oppression, every oppression, every oppression in my life. Oh Lord, arise by your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy. Arise by your mercy. Arise, 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 arise by your mercy. Let your oppression cease. Arise by your mercy. Let your oppression cease. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Let your oppression cease. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And the last one in this verse, the yoke shall be broken. You know, is it Isaiah 10:27? And it says, and the yoke shall be broken because of what? Because of the anointing. If you check NIV, which I love, it says, is it NIV or ESV? It said, the yoke shall be broken because you have grown fat. There are some yokes you carry when you are poor and things are not working. Once you prosper, the yoke break. There are some yokes, no be prayer. I'm telling you. They just break. Is there now? He said, in that day, the body will be lifted from your shoulders. There are yokes from your neck. The yoke will be broken because you have grown. You have grown fat. You have grown fat. You have grown fat. There are some yokes that are broken when you prosper. But before we get there, lift your hands up and let's raise together. Say every yoke, every yoke, every yoke, every satanic yoke, be broken, be broken, be broken over my life, be broken over my life. Every satanic yoke, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken over my life. Every satanic yoke, be broken over my life. Every satanic yoke. Be broken over my children. Every satanic yoke, be broken. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A yoke could be there forever. When I was young, I used to know a small boy that he put a kind of chain in the boy's neck when the boy was young, or a lady or so. And then when she started growing fat. It got to a time you won't see it there again. The flesh has covered it. It was there. The flesh has covered it. Abuja has covered some people's yoke. Their dressing have covered it. It is still there. Whether they change English, the way they speak, the way they dress, the way they talk, people they relate with, it has not taken it away. The yoke is there. The neck don't cover them. Every yoke that you are going through that no one can see, but it's afflicting you, let the yoke be broken today. Let that 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 yoke be broken today. In the name of Jesus. You know, one of the yokes I hate most is the yoke that you are suffering. You can't sell your car. You need money to fuel your car. But every day, if somebody comes to meet you and say, borrow me 1 million. Borrow me 500,000. Borrow me, is it borrow? Yeah, borrow me this. And my child is going to school. Can you help me? And your own child, you have not been able to pay school fees. But that yoke has been so covered that you look very fresh. You look very fresh. That the people that should help you are coming to ask you for help. It is a yoke. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Inge rimejiva harime geria galaba. Manda kata kalibo koria banabakaria. Any yoke that is making fun of you, let them be broken by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every expectation that men expect of you, that you cannot deliver. It is a yoke. Let that yoke be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let's go back. The yoke shall be broken because you have grown fat. Lift your two hands to him. In blessing, bless me. In prosperity, make me prosper. And make me fat this year. Can we pray? In blessing, bless me. In prosperity, make me prosper. make me fast. In blessing, bless me this year. In prosperity, prosper me. And make me fast. Make me fast, make me fast, make me fast. In blessing, bless me this year. In prosperity, prosper me this year. And make me fast, and make me fast, and make me fast, and make me fast, and make me fast. In blessing, bless me this year. In prosperity, make me prosper. Arise by your grace. Arise by your grace. And make me fat. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Have your seat, verse 7. Let me continue praying again. Verse 7. I want all of us to read verse 7. Go back to verse. Verse 6. Let's read from verse 6 for context. Let's go. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To lose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that you break any yoke that is still outstanding, let them be broken by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7. Let's look at verse 7. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? And that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself. Verse 7 is the last key for some people. Before the week runs out, do well first for somebody. Before the week runs out, help somebody. You are fasted, you are prayed. Don't jump this. It is an express command when you fast. I don't want argument. Pastor, they gave one malam something and both of them disappeared. I didn't say go and meet malam. I say help somebody. I say this week, do welfare. Are you here? You have fasted. Some of our fasting are hunger strike. Because we don't have adequate instruction or information of what to do out of that situation. Most of the time, we'll just jump this verse and move on. Buy a cloth for somebody. Do something this week. By Wednesday, when we are coming for midweek service, you should have done something tangible for another person. Especially somebody that cannot pay you back. Did you remember what I said? Especially who? Let's go to verse 8. If you do that, something is going to happen. You have fasted for 21 days. For 21 days, you have been coming here. We have prayed. Pastor, I have been making some decrees. In fact, in your presence, many people have come to share testimonies of what has happened in the last 21 days. When you add giving to the poor, helping the less privileged, to your fasting, some things happen. Let's look at number one. Let's go. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall break forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your regard. Lift your two hands up. Say this week and this year, my light is breaking forth like the morning. My light is breaking forth. My light is breaking forth like the morning. My light break forth, break forth, break forth. My light is breaking forth like the morning. My light is breaking forth like the morning. My light breaks forth like the morning. My light is breaking forth. 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 My life is breaking forth. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your life breaking forth means the Lord is giving you some sudden breakthroughs. The Lord is giving you some sudden revelation. When I was studying physics, I've forgotten which of the engineers, scientists, is it the one that discovered that a weight displaces the same amount of water? Is it achievement or whatever? Or was he baffling when he got it and he shouted, Eureka! 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 That is life breaking up. Something has not worked according to plan. And then suddenly, he breaks up. Hello? Your life is breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up to him. Say, no matter what, this year, Lord, my life breaks forth. In that, my life breaks forth. My life breaks forth. My life breaks forth. Suddenly, 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 my life breaks forth. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know the time you woke up today. It happens every morning. A time comes where everywhere is dark. And then there's a dawning of a new day. That's light breaking forth. When light breaks forth, it automatically puts an end to every darkness. And you know what? That darkness cannot compete with the light. Let's see. After 7 in the morning, there's no how darkness comes and prevails. Clouds can gather, but we can still see each other. It can't be like midnight again because the light has broken forth. Your light is breaking forth. An experience that you have never had before in life. Let the light bring them to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. Emi lo se ifuwo emi. Did you help me? Because I will not want to sing the vernacular. That is anointing. The Lord wants to heal you. That's what he wants to do. Specifically, any disease that runs in your family, they call it heredity. That's all he wants to do now. Bad eyes. Just bad eyes. Bad eyes. Can we just pray for blood of Jesus flow through my bloodstream? Take away every sickness that afflicted parents that is planning to afflict me. Blood of Jesus, take away, take away, take away, take away, take away. Adibe keria malabazitaka. Mata katake lebokoria. Erika da 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 bake. Eze teke teke. Mbazatakata. He took away the first. It has taken the second. But we come to your door and we say no, we say no, we say no, we say no. Let it end now. Come this morning and we break every breach, every breach. We break every breach, every supply through the blood into your life. We break every sickness, every illness. Let them be broken. 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 Akataka leboko ria bala Ikete mazatakata. Elemekete rebo koria. Akaribo koria. Whether I know it or not, whatever is in my parents as a sickness, as a disease that is flowing to me, let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them be cut off. Whether I know it or I don't know it, any sickness my parents suffer that is about to afflict me, let them come to an end. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Every generational sickness. Every generational sickness. Every generational sickness. In your husband's family, in your wife's family, you are exempted. Anything that afflicted my parents negatively, I am exempted. You are not permitted to afflict me. You have afflicted me enough. Dry up today. Dry up. Let them 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 dry up. Thank you. Lift that one to him. Give him. Lift that one to him. Lift that one to him. Every chronic sickness, whatever name it is called, because you are here today at this prophetic feast, that sickness will not be named with you again. In the name of Jesus. Any sickness that brings shame, prevents you from walking, takes you into poverty, take your nuclear family into poverty, take your extended family into poverty, take your helpers into poverty, any such sickness, incurable, but gives hope. Incurable, but is giving you hope. Incurable, but is giving up. Become a devourer. Join us in later times. Long and long. What drugs cannot do, what medicine cannot do. Let the blood of Jesus begin to do in your body now. In the name of Jesus, by the blood we bring about a change in that report. Let there be a change in every report, every negative report, medical report. Let there be a change by the blood of Jesus. Let there be a change. 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 In the name of Jesus. Have your seat quickly. A close friend of mine, we're in the office together at the height of various activities in my office at that time. We're like in a state of battle between the staff and management at that time. And he was the head of the staff at that time. So, just left one day, the officer was going out and said, let me check my BP. and check. His BP was 220 over something. At that time, we no go green. He was ahead. 220 something. So, calm down. Calm down. Went to the hospital. And he was like me. He doesn't get it. I've known him since I joined the office. And at that time, it was 9 years of being together. He doesn't fall sick. Then he had that very high. So they had to take him to hospital. You know, they detained him in the hospital. Run some tests and discovered that in addition to that, there was diabetes. Before death, he has run many tests. He never knew that he was diabetic. Trace back. Say somebody has it in the family. Somebody have it here. But he never knew. See, there are some things some people carry in their body. They never know. In fact, when you are raising prayer, pray, they are there. They just say, God, solve their problem. Help them. Help them. Oh, Lord, help them. As they pray, help them. But me, I thank you for the thing they do for me. Help them. Help them. That's why some people drop dead. It's not from the village. They didn't know what he was carrying. Whatever is in your body that is an affliction and a devourer that you don't know about today, that particular thing, let the blood of Jesus take it away. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. I ask you to bring anything you want for a point of contact, your business name, anything about you. And I ask you to bring prayer points of what you want the Lord to do for you. If you brought anything for a point of contact that you wanted to pray on, you can bring it out now. Let's just release grace upon it. Grace upon it. Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4. You know, he said, the plumb line shall be set. It shall be built by the shout of grace. Grace. I think it's 4 verse 7. I mean, was it 4 verse 5? Zechariah 4 verse 7. You just bring whatever it is out and I'll just shout grace. Decree grace on it. Who are you, O mountain? Before you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace. Grace! 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 To it. Lift your two hands up in case you did not bring anything for the point of contact. Your hands represent your work. Just with it. Whatever it is, if it's prayer point, after the service, you just drop it in the prayer box. You did not write, go to the information center. If they have Bibles and paper there, they will give you to write your own. Whatever as a point of contact. Lord God, we come this prophetic morning at this prophetic feast with a buffet of provision and grace for your people as their faces differ. So their request differs. But you have more than enough to meet all the needs. He said, who art thou, mountain, before Zerubbabel? He shall lay the capstone, he shouts, of grace. Of grace. Therefore, to the hands of your children, and whatever they are holding in their hands, and whatever they are believing you for, from this altar of help, from this altar of mercy, from this altar of grace, we release grace to them. In the name of Jesus. Grace to you. 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 grace stresslessly, quietly, makes available what no man can do. Everything you have struggled for and struggled for and struggled for this morning, this year, let grace make them easy for you. Let grace make them available for you. In the name of Jesus, every prayer point you have written down, all your heart is there for 2022. Let grace bring them to pass. Let grace open new doors for you. In the name of Jesus, men will know that something is different about you this year. Let grace make that so. Let grace make that so. Let grace differentiate you. In the name of Jesus, let grace distinguish you. In the name of Jesus, let grace make people arise and favor you. In the name of Jesus, let grace change the story. In the name of Jesus. Everything you have written down, one after the other, let grace bring them to pass. We thank you. Lift your right hand to him and just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Don't ask him for anything. Just thank him. Just thank him. I want you to speak grace into the year. Speak grace. Say February, grace. March, grace. April, grace. May, grace. June, grace. July, grace. August, grace. September, grace. October, grace. November, grace. December, grace. February, double grace. March, triple grace. Ada de Bogoria Balabasita. April, quadruple. May, quintuple. June, sextuple. Grace! In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. Your hands shall not be empty. The Lord will make supernatural help available for you. In the name of Jesus, his face will shine upon you afresh. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you tell somebody grace to you? Can I have the confession? Move it up, please. Remove the picture. Remove the video. Put the confessions in them. Can we lift our hands up? Can you see it? Take a seat where you need to see. We prophesy powerfully into our lives. Lift your right hand. Let's go. In 2022, God's incredible, explosive, overcoming blessings will overshadow, overwhelm and overtake every area of my life. Mercy is speaking for me. His favor is surrounding me. His hand is mighty upon me. I have divine direction, divine guidance, divine plans, and I'm pregnant with strategic plans. I will receive God-made opportunities and kairos moments. Increase is coming my way. Therefore, I receive divine connection, divine income, supernatural wealth, and I live debt-free. Double blessing is over my family, children, career, and business. The Lord is giving me double for my trouble. The Lord will endow me with knowledge, understanding, insight, and wisdom. My success story shall be unending. My health uninterrupted, goodness and mercy will be my constant companion. Angels become my bodyguard. I speak blessing, breakthrough, joy, peace, favor, goodness, victory over my family, friends, and loved ones. I soar to new spiritual, professional, social, economic, and national heights. greater than I ever dreamt. Thought woman is possible. This year, my spouse, my children, and I are for signs and wonders, and we walk in perfect. The Lord is my source, my provider, my sustainer, and deliverer. I make giants strive. My path shines brighter and brighter. The light of God shines on my path. The light of God breathes on my spirit. The face of God shines on my life. The abundance of God shines on my account. The hand of God rests on my walk. The favor of God surrounds me. I shall not weep. I shall not cry. I shall not mourn. I shall not sorrow. I shall not gnash my teeth. I declare I am healthy, worthy, and covered in the righteousness of God. This year, I succeed. I progress. I overcome. I prosper. My Savior, my Comforter and King is giving me strength and power to resist the fiery darts of the powers of darkness. No matter what I go through this year, only good can come out of it. Life is happening for me. Better, stronger, greater, brighter. I just thought when I was putting it down, I discovered, clap for yourself. You know what I discovered? I discovered that all those prayers are me. So I wanted the last one. When we get there, you look at somebody and you say, better, stronger, greater, brighter you this year. Look at somebody. Put it on the screen for me. Abel. Look at the person. Say, better, stronger, greater, brighter you. I pray. In another person, better, stronger, greater, brighter you. I pray. The third person, let's go. Now pray for yourself. Let go. Better, stronger, greater, brighter me. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance upon you. Greater, stronger, better, brighter you I see this year. And that shall be your experience. In Jesus' mighty name. And the church says,
thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.